From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Logan City Police Department has fired Officer Miguel Darris. The move comes just 2 days after a report from Utah's Department of Public Safety found he showed explicit photos of Lauren McCluskey to his colleagues during his time as a University of Utah police officer. McCluskey had sent Darris the photos as part of an extortion case against her ex-boyfriend. She was later killed on campus by that man. Darris's termination is effective immediately. Salt Lake City police released body cam footage today of a shooting involving two officers. The event happened outside of the Smith's grocery store downtown. Captain Richard Lewis says on July 25th, dispatch received a call that two men were fighting inside the store and one had a knife. Lewis says when police arrived, the two men were walking down the street outside.
The suspect with the knife placed his arm around the other man's neck, taking him hostage, with a knife to the throat, turning the incident into an aggravated kidnapping. Both officers gave several verbal commands to the suspect to stop and drop the knife.
The two officers then fired around 10 shots, killing Andrew Priest. Lewis says they have each been placed on administrative leave. More protests against police brutality and 4 safe school reopenings are planned this evening across the Wasatch Front. A caravan of teachers and parents is scheduled to head to the Capitol today, calling on school officials to use science and best practices when making their decision to reopen schools for in-person learning. Also this evening, Black Lives Matter Utah is planning to protest in Cottonwood Heights against the city's police. Last weekend, events there turned volatile as police pepper sprayed and detained protesters during a rally. As many Utah schools get set to reopen this month, teachers along the Wasatch Front are voicing concerns about returning to districts with plans they feel are not safe. KUER's John Reed reports that's pushing some to extreme measures.
Last year, Stephen Phelps taught math at a middle school in the Alpine District, but he has a son who's at high risk for COVID-19 complications. And once he saw the district's plan to return to in-person classes 5 days a week, he decided he was better off leaving. So Phelps transferred to the Salt Lake City School District, which is starting entirely online. He's even taking a pay cut to do it.
I mean, I didn't look at every district. I mainly looked at Salt Lake, and they were the only district that had a plan at that point in time that I felt was safe enough.
Karen Burns is also weighing her options. She's a second grade teacher in the Granite District. And because she has asthma, her doctor recommended she teach online. But the number of people who get to do that will depend on how many students request that option. So knowing she's almost certain to return to her classroom, she's created a will for the worst case scenario.
I can't really do anything right now to control my school or my situation, but I can at least make sure I'm not leaving a giant burden for my family.
She says going back to school and interacting with lots of people, she thinks there's a good chance she'll catch COVID-19. John Reed, KUER News.
With some schools opening, families are having to grapple with when to keep their kids home from school. Dr. David Pate is the former CEO of the St. Luke's Health System in Boise, and he says if a parent or sibling tests positive for COVID-19, everyone should stay home. But he says it's tricky because many kids who get infected don't show it.
If you look at children under the age of 19, only 21% of them will be symptomatic.
Dr. Pate says schools and families will need to be aggressive about keeping students with sniffles or a cough out of the classroom because those symptoms might be a sign of a cold or of COVID-19. Utah State Senator Deidre Henderson said in a release today that she is presumed to be positive for COVID-19. Henderson tweeted that 2 of her family members tested positive for COVID-19 this week and that she is showing symptoms. The family has begun isolation protocols. The Republican from Spanish Fork is Spencer Cox's running mate for lieutenant governor in this year's gubernatorial election. In a tweet, Spencer Cox said he has not seen Henderson in a week and does not think he's been exposed. The Big Sky Conference has postponed its fall football season to next spring due to the pandemic. Officials made the announcement this morning. The conference comprises 13 universities, including 2 in Utah, Southern Utah University and Weber State University. Tom Wistersill is the Big Sky commissioner. He called the decision difficult, but says ultimately they couldn't play football the way they wanted.
I think we arrived at the decision that's best for the health and safety of our student athletes. And that has to be our first concern always when we're looking at something like that.
Wistersill says in the meantime, they'll be focusing on athletes' mental health. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.